Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer that calls me.
Welcome to the Pray With Me podcast. Again, thank you for joining me for another episode on this Thankful Thursday. As we continue our Bible book series, praying a prayer of thanks to God for every book of the Bible, we are now at the book of Esther. It is the 17th book of the Bible and in the Old Testament, also in the books of history. It is a book of providence and protection of God's people, of God and His people. The time period covers it's during the time of the Medo-Persian Empire. And we'll see that at the beginning of the book. But we see that the people of God were in great distress and needed preservation and protection through the providence of God. In Esther chapter 8 and verse number 6, Esther says, "For how can I endure to see the evil that will come to my people? Or how can I endure to see the destruction of my countrymen?" She truly cared for the people of God as a Jew there. And Esther, the answer is all the way back in chapter 4, verse number 14, where Mordecai, family member of Esther, says this, "For if you remain completely silent at this time, relief and deliverance will arise for the Jews from another place, but you and your father's house will perish. Yet who knows whether you have come to the kingdom for such a time as this?" It is a wonderful testament, and probably one of the most famous verses in all of the Old Testament is that one right there. Who knows whether you have come to the kingdom for such a time as this? And there's a lot that we could say about it, but this indicates that God's protection of His people would be there. But we need to act when possible, when we have the opportunity. So would you pray with me at this time in thanks to God for the book of Esther? Father in heaven, we thank you for the Bible. It is your inspired word, and we're so thankful for its perfection and how it helps to perfect us and guide us throughout this life. Father, we thank you for the book of Esther, found in your Bible, how it reveals to us that you are working in your people's lives behind the scenes. You are moving strings that we cannot see. We're thankful for that. Father, we're thankful for the book of Esther and how it reveals to us that you are faithful to your promises to preserve your people. And you give opportunities for your people to help preserve your people. So we're so thankful for that, Father. We thank you for the stories of the real people found within it and of Esther, the Jew who was chosen by King Ahasuerus as queen and becomes Queen Vashti. We thank you for Mordecai, Esther's kinfolk, who became, I believe, her father. And Ahasuerus, the king of Persia, and his heart towards the people, towards the Jewish people. We also thank you for the stories of Haman and others that were enemies of God and your people, and how we can see that the enemies of you and your people never prevail in the end. We're thankful for that. Father, we thank you for the book of Esther, how it establishes that when resistance to your plan comes, God's people must act, and that no opposition can stop your plan to bring about your son. We're thankful for that. Father, we know that the book of Esther helps us in establishing our daily decisions play a key role in the preservation of your people, and that we must do our part. And that your protection of your people comes through people we might never expect, and it takes a good mentorship and good family to do so. Father, we know that the book of Esther establishes that when your people are in distress, we need to do something to help them. And when anyone is in distress, that we also must do something to help them. Father, we thank you for the promises and echoes found in the book of Esther as Christ, where we see Christ in Esther being that one who intercedes and helps the people of God, just like Jesus did. And we thank you for the promise of the return from captivity as it's unfolding in the lives of the Medo-Persian Empire and during the time frame of that empire. Father, we thank you for this book, for the book of Esther, and all the lessons and stories that are found within it. We pray all these things in Jesus' name and by his authority. Amen. Again, thank you for joining me in prayer this morning. And remember to pray like it all depends on God, but to work like it all depends on you. Until next time. My soul has often found relief, and oft escaped the tempter's snare. By thy return, sweet